Appendix A, interview question, sourced from Anti-Oppressive Resource and Training Alliance, AORTA. 1. How did you become the chair of the committee? If on board, how did you become on the board? What prompted you to be willing to serve in this capacity? What was your journey to becoming the chair of the committee? How do you perceive that other board members came to be in their position? How did the leaders of the organization get there? 2. What barriers do you perceive to participation in your MAR committee/MAR? What barriers have you personally experienced? Have you noticed any progress around those barriers? 3. Who or what resources do you go to/refer to in order to get questions answered in relation to your committee problems? Who do the members of your committee go to when they have questions? 4. In your committee, whose opinion and voices matter most? In your opinion, who holds the power on the executive board/MAR? Whose opinions and voices matter most on the executive board in MAR? 5. On your committee, what kinds of knowledge and skills are valued, which are not valued? In your opinion, on the executive board/MAR, what kinds of knowledge and skills are valued, which are not valued? 6. What is the impact/influence of sexuality, gender, and gender identity on your committee? Race, disability, age? What is the impact/influence of sexuality, gender, and gender identity on the MAR-EB? Race, disability, age? 7. Are there people who speak English as a second language in your committee? Are there any structures that exist for interpretation and translation to meet their needs? Are there people who speak English as a second language on the executive board? Are there any structures that exist for interpretation and translation to meet their needs? 8. Are there people who need disability-related accommodations in order to serve on your committee? Are there any structures that exist to meet the accommodations? Does your committee engage with individuals who have disability-related accommodation needs? And how does your committee meet these needs? Are there people who need disability-related accommodations in order to serve on the executive board? Are there any structures that exist to meet the accommodations? Does the executive board engage with individuals who have disability-related accommodation needs? And how does the EB meet those needs? 9. In your opinion, is your committee willing to make changes to become more inclusive to marginalized members? In your opinion, is the executive board willing to make changes to become more inclusive to marginalized members? 10. Do you have anything else you would like to talk about or bring to the ad hoc's attention in terms of harm, oppression, or privilege as it relates to the committee or MAR-EB? Appendix B, email correspondence. Email 1, Stephanie Sofield, 10-22-20. All. I am emailing in reference to the Anti-Oppression Accountability Ad Hoc's charge and purpose. The ad hoc's charge is review and examine the oppressive structures that perpetuate harm to historically and systemically marginalized stakeholders of the region, explore alternative organizational structures, and present findings to the board. Our first step will be to interview all chairs of committees as it relates to this charge and thus our purpose. If you could reply to this email and let me know what your general availability is, days and times, we will work to get an interview scheduled with one of the 4 ad hoc committee members. Thank you in advance for your time. Stephanie. Email 2. Follow-up email template. Ad hoc member assigned to interviewee. Date as needed. Hi, blank. I hope you are well. I'm writing to follow up with you to set up a date for the Zoom meeting/interview for the Anti-Oppressive Practice Ad Hoc Committee with me. I'm sure that Stephanie emailed you, but if you have more questions, just let me know. We have your ability as blank. If that is still the case, would you be able to meet blank? Attached is a copy of the questions that we are asking. We have split up the interviews/meetings to take the burden off any one member of the committee. So because of that, we are also asking if the Zoom meeting can be recorded just for the committee purposes so that we can accurately remember all the conversation for data collection purposes and so we don't put words in other people's mouths. Hope to hear from you soon. Best, blank. Appendix C, chart for organizing interviewee availability. On this chart, on the top, we have the days of the week and interviewed by. On the left-hand column, we have name of committee, chair's name, and again, name of committee and chair's name with AM and PM. And on the very right-hand column, after interviewed by, there's a place to write reached out and scheduled.